Good evening. My name is Jay from Metro Research. So we should like to ask you a few questions about issues affecting the children of Boston and the schools in your area. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. How many children do you have living with you in attending kindergarten to 12th grade? Do you have anybody in the school system? Two? Thank you, sir. Now, moving on. Yes, sir?
One in the Boston public school system.
Okay, one is in Boston public school. Great, because that was going to be the next question. Which of the following best describes the school your children attend this current school year? You said the district public schools of Boston, right?
Yeah, one.
Okay. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, sir, can you please tell me what is your age, please?
52.
Okay, thank you, sir. And it's a pleasure talking to you. Now, moving on. Now, how would you, remember, this is just a research. By no means we're trying to insult your intelligence. But how would you describe your gender? Man, woman, non-binary, or some other way?
Male.
Okay. And how would you describe your race? White, Caucasian, African-American, white. Thank you. Now, thinking specifically of your children who are enrolled in the Boston Public Schools, what grade are your children in this current year, school year? What grade is it in?
Eighth.
The eighth grade. Thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, as a reminder, the Boston Public School System, also referred to as BPS system, is the district administrator overseeing a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Now, overall, sir, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston Public School System? Are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied, thank you. Now, students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your 8th grade child's school was graded in the same way. Overall, sir, how would you grade your 8th grade child's schools? A, B, G, D, or F?
C plus,
okay. How about Boston Public Schools as a whole, overall, to the best of your knowledge? How would you grade Boston Public Schools, sir? A, B, C, D, F?
A D.
D, thank you. Now, moving on. Thinking now about Boston Mayor Michelle Wall, how would you grade the job she's doing with the Boston Public Schools at this moment? A, B, C, D, F?
C.
I see. Okay, thank you. Now, as you may know, the Boston Public School System say it is committed to transforming the life of all children through exemplary teaching in a world-class system of innovative, welcoming schools. But in your view, sir, how well is the Boston Public School System living up to this commitment? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Somewhat well.
Somewhat well. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, as you may know, the Boston Public Schools system, they say they are partner with the community, families, and students. In your view, sir, how would you say the Boston Public School system is partnering with you personally? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Somewhat well.
Thank you. Now, moving on. If you have to say, whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving? Okay, can you pick up to two? Would you say is the parents, the teachers, the students, the superintendent, the BPS system leaders, the politicians, or the local community? If you have to pick two, if you have to say who's interested.
Students and the teachers.
Thank you, sir. Moving on. Now, you mentioned you have a child in the 8th grade. For this section, we're going to ask specifically about your 8th grade child. Okay? Now, how engaged do you want to be with your 8th grade child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
Somewhat engaged.
Somewhat engaged. Thank you, sir. Now, how engaged do you feel the Boston Public School System enables you to be with your 8th grade child's education? Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all engaged?
Somewhat engaged.
Somewhat engaged, okay. As a parent of a student in the Boston Public School System, sir, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? The first one, the communications I receive from the Boston Public School System are easy to understand. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree? What's your opinion?
Strongly agree.
Okay, the next one. The Boston Public School System makes it easy for me to share my concerns. Same question. Agree, disagree, strongly, somewhat?
Strongly agree.
Okay. My feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston Public School System. Same question. Same options.
Leaders, I don't really have interaction, so I'll just say it strongly agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree? How should I record your answer?
Strongly agree.
Strong. Okay. Now, the Boston Public School System makes me feel welcome. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you, sir. Now, moving on. How concerned are you about your eighth grade child's emotional well-being while they are at school? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
When they're out of school?
When they are at school, yeah, when they're actually at school. How concerned are you for your child's emotional well-being?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned, okay. Now, how concerned are you about your eighth grade child's physical safety while they are at school? Very concerned, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned, okay. About how many days has your eighth grade child been absent from school so far this school year? 0 or 1 to 4 days, 5 to 8, or 9 or more days?
1 to 4.
1 to 4, thank you. And what are the reasons your eighth grade child has been absent from school so far this year? He's been absent because of a safety concern, yes or no?
No.
Okay, because of the COVID, yes or no?
No.
Okay, and other illness, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, and he's been absent from school because he doesn't want to go to school, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, and how about the family obligations, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, and mental health, yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, moving on. Does your eighth grade child schools offer fresh food prepared on site at the school or packaged food brought it for somewhere else?
I believe it's packaged. I don't know, so...
Package from somewhere else. Okay. Now, as you may know, BPS recently conducted a report on the physical condition of each school. On the average school was like 38 out of 100. Which of the following do you think need improvement at your 8th grade child school? Their overall cleanliness, the outdoor space, the safety, the air quality, or the classrooms? What do you think needs some repair?
I don't know. I haven't been in there. I've only been in there a handful of times, so I think it's a fairly new building or old. It's fine. I don't have any.
Okay, no comments. We can move forward. Okay, thank you, sir.
Yep.
Will that be okay? Okay. Now, does your eighth grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And does your eighth grade child receive for English language learners, sometimes called ELL? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And the last few questions, just for a statistical purpose only, so we can finish here. What language are spoken regularly at home?
English.
Just English, right?
Yes.
Okay. And what is the last year of the school then that you have completed? High school, some college degree.
Associate.
Okay, thank you. And last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category, okay? Below 25,000, 25 to 35,000, 35 to 50,000, 50 to 75,000, 75 to 100,000, 100 to 150,000.
50 to 75.
Okay, so 150 and more. Okay, thank you, sir. Very kind of you for sharing your opinion. This concludes our survey. Thank you, sir. Enjoy the rest of the evening,
right.
Okay? Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Yeah.